Hello, this is the Fatigue Podcast. I'm your host, Kate O'Riordan. I'm a nutritional therapist and chronic fatigue recoverer. So my mission is to help women with fatigue, brain fog and bloating to have more energy to do the things they enjoy and get things done. If you're looking to feel energized and normal again, then you're in the right place. So my goal with this podcast is to share my story of how I recovered from chronic fatigue syndrome, share others' inspiring stories, and share useful nutrition tips on how to have more energy. Welcome to the Fatigue Podcast. Hi everyone, and welcome to today's episode. So when you listen to today's podcast episode, you will discover the two types of people with fatigue and what symptoms each type have. And then at the end, I will tell you how to determine which type you are. So, yeah, there are two types of people with fatigue that I work with. So the first type, they have more general fatigue. So symptoms might include, you know, tiredness, you know, they're having an afternoon energy slump, struggling to lose weight, low mood. They may also crave sugary foods. Maybe have a bit of anxiety, feeling stress, maybe insomnia, even a bit of dizziness too. So these people, they're often, you know, still sort of working, maybe working full time, but they're just really sort of struggling to get through the day, maybe having that afternoon energy crash and just struggling to, you know, concentrate on their job in the afternoon. And they may also be struggling, you know, to fall asleep as well at night. So let me give you an example of one of my clients who fell into this category, which I call more mild fatigue. So I had a client called Shan. So she was working full time from home, but she, you know, she would sort of drop her kids off to school in the morning, then, you know, work through the day. But she was always sort of in a rush, you know, grabbing food because she was sort of on calls. So she didn't have much time to eat. Just grabbing in, you know, snacks and things. And then sort of by the time it got to the afternoon, she was almost sort of falling asleep on her desk, really struggling to keep her eyes open and concentrate. And she really didn't know what to eat to give her energy. And then by the time it came to night, she was really struggling just to calm down and fall asleep. And she was just feeling quite stressed and overwhelmed. So for these type of people, the root causes tend to be sort of blood sugar imbalance and adrenal fatigue, so more the hormonal imbalances, and also be, you know, they need to learn a bit more stress management, calming the nervous system down as well, and also nutrient deficiencies, so looking at their vitamin and mineral levels. So with Sean, so we worked together for four months, and in that time her energy level went from 1 out of 10 when I first met her to 7 out of 10. So she told me that, you know, at the end of us working together, she felt much better. She could think about running again, which is something she really wanted to get back into. She also joined a netball team so she could, you know, socialise more with people and exercise more. And she was, you know, going on walks and feeling more positive. And, you know, it made a huge difference to her. And she was empowered, to know what to eat, what to do. So, with blood sugar imbalance, we particularly looked at, her eating times and what she was eating, whether she was, eating enough of the nutrients with each meal, macronutrients, and with her sleep, it was more sleep hygiene techniques and stress management and supporting her adrenals too. So that's the type one type of fatigue. And then the second type of fatigue with the sort of women that I work with. So these, they have more, I would call it more severe fatigue. So, they may be re struggling to work. They may be suffering with a lot of digestive issues as well. Symptoms may include, brain fog, white coating on the tongue, and digestive issues such as bloating, diarrhea, constipation, gas, food sensitivities, maybe fungal toenail infections, IBS. So these type of people, they tend to have, the root cause is more sort of gut issues with them. And they do tend to have more causes as well, like, vitamin and mineral deficiencies. They can have a bit of the other things too, like blood sugar imbalance, but it tends to be mainly sort of gut issues as the root cause of their symptoms. So let me tell you about a client who was an example of this. So I had a client, Paula, who was, she's suffering with, chronic thrush and constipation. She was just really bloated and feeling heavy and had stomach ache and just felt, lightheaded and dizzy, brain fog. And was again struggling to, get through a day and just wanted to have more energy to, to get things done. So, after working together, her stomach ache had gone, she had no bloating. I mean, this was even after a month, she'd improved her digestion and her constipation had gone. Her thrush was a lot better, and she felt more awake, more alert, and more alive. And we worked together for about 3 months. She was no longer feeling fuzzy headed, her memory had improved, and she also lost 3 pounds as well, and her clothes didn't feel so tight. She even told me she can get back into that monsoon skirt that she'd kept for 8 years. So that was a bonus as well, which is often a bonus of my clients working on fatigue and digestive issues. They often lose weight as well naturally. With Paula, yeah, she was sleeping better. She didn't feel so tired, didn't have her headaches anymore. So she had loads of improvements and, had more energy in her, to exercise more, spend quality time with family, friends, and just do more of what she enjoys, really. So, yeah, so type two, they're more the chronic fatigue type, I would say. So, I mean, how do you know which type you are? So, I've actually created a quiz. So you can find out, which type you are. And I've created a guide, with tips on what to do for each type. So my quiz is called Discover Your Personal Energy Level to Determine What's Causing Your Fatigue and How to Feel Energized and Normal Again. So I'll put a link in the notes below. You may have to copy and paste into a web browser, as I think it doesn't link in the podcasts properly. So if you do that, then the quiz, and it will give you a score out of 40 for your fatigue level and tell you which type you are. So I hope that's been sort of interesting and helpful for you about learning about the different types of fatigue and, what's causing those and how it could affect you. And I hope you're seeing just how powerful it is when you know which type you are, then you know what is the best sort of way forward for reducing your fatigue and other symptoms. So, yeah, thanks so much for listening, everyone. And I'll be back again next week with more helpful tips for fatigue. And yeah, wherever you are in the world, have a lovely day or night. And I look forward to speaking to you again soon. Okay, bye for now.